Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. I got a couple of guys hit me up on the text line saying, yeah, they're thinking about making an investment in a Drake Baldwin jersey next time they're at Truist Park. Just going online. The great debate, you know, in the old days, you know, people are like, oh, a grown man can't wear a jersey. And it's funny because in hockey games, everybody wears a jersey. You know, soccer, I wear a United jersey. I'm not going to wear it now. I'm not going to wear a basketball tank top without, you better be like, you know, Lee Haney if you're going to rock that look. I mean, you better have some traps coming out of your ears if you're going to go, you know, muscle shirt or, you know, an NBA jersey to a game without a shirt underneath. But I mean, you know, Braves jerseys, yeah. I mean, look, I get it. There's some smug guys in town on radio. Oh, they're too cool to wear a jersey. Who gives a crap? But do what you want. I just think, you know, you feel it? You want to wear a jersey? Rock a jersey.
I just personally, Mike, I don't think I look good, well, really in anything, but like, in a soccer jersey, I'm good. Like in a soccer jersey.
I will never. By the way, we got time before we get to the daily download. Your physique, because it's weird. My dog, he's lean and mean, right? My dog runs. He eats everything. His constitution just right out. I don't know what it is with you, because you are like the Energizer Bunny. You're hyper as hell. You compete at everything.
Yeah.
You know, you're literally like a jack of all. You're more like a king of all trades because you do everything. You know something about everything. But how do you have this pear shaped thing going on,
dude? Because my diet's terrible. That's why I'm trying to stick to keto.
All right.
Someone dragged me out and forced me to eat a burger.
Oh, one carb. But I'm saying, if you just cut, are you a sugar guy? Are you a sweets guy? Because you cut the sugar, you're fine.
That would help. I could probably try that.
I dropped 35 by cutting sugar and a little bit of carbs to your point. My only sugar intake literally is booze. If I could, I'm stalled out at 205. I was 242 at my worst. I mean, I look back at photos. What was that? The movie The Whale?
Brendan Fraser.
I cringe. I said this to my wife. I don't know how the hell she married me. I look back at me like, you know, 11 years ago, we're in Jamaica. I was shaving my head. I do. I look like a fat Uncle Fester.
Where did you see it most on yourself? Because for me...
Three chins.
Yeah. For me, you know? It was the face. Like, right. The body's still bigger than it
needs. And it's funny because... And we've had this conversation before. And I've worked with a guy in the old days. He was a chubby kid as a kid. And so he looks in the mirror, and this guy's carved out of wood these days. He's like 5% body fat. He still sees a fat kid. I was always skinny. So when I look in the mirror, I still saw a skinny kid, even though I was... I look back, man, holy cow.
You got dysmorphia the other way.
Yeah, man. I'm like, good Lord. So, and by the way, guys ask me all the time. It's called Optavia. I mean, I'm not making money off this. I pay for it because I don't get any deals on it. But it ain't cheap. It's about $250 a month because a couple guys ask me every once in a while on social media about it. So basically, it's just bars and shakes, and then the wife does these cheats. So I tell her all the time, don't tell me what's in it. So, for instance, shrimp and grits, and the grits are made out of cauliflower. But don't tell me what's in it, so I don't know. I'll just eat it.
So shrimp and cauliflower.
Yeah, but if you...
Yeah, of course.
But you put enough garlic on anything, you know, just season it up.
Well, this is like the tofu premise. If you just cover whatever you cover tofu in.
Don't tell me what's in it, right. But I'm just saying, man, because, you know, that's the thing. You see some guys that wear a jersey to a game, like Falcons, and it's like, yeah, they look like a stuffed sausage. It's not a good look. You got to have a pyramid, you know, inverted to rock that jersey, make it look good.
Yeah, I'm more of a... baseball jersey rocker. Mm-hmm. When it comes to jerseys, basketball jerseys, I can really only do it like if I'd have to be like on a beach vacation type deal, like just how some people can kind of wear them all the time, you know. And I can't do that, especially with the t-shirt underneath.
Because Ty, Batman is the superhero. Jones says, I was thinking the same thing. He said he just got his Money Mike jersey. He's got a red one, by the way, for Fridays, but he was thinking about making an investment in a Drake. It is funny because we were talking about Jalen Walker wearing 11 for the Falcons, and you know, some guys, the Julio fanboys, will get over it, but that's a jersey because we never just seem to have a guy other than maybe Grady or Bates that, and maybe A.J. Terrell to a lesser extent, a guy on defense you want to rock that jersey.
Yeah, how many teams really do, though? I mean, there's a couple, but I mean, it's such an offensive-based league that top receiver or top quarterback or even running back. Steelers, like T.J. Watt's probably their biggest jersey, I would think. And
when I was
couple.
When I was in Miami, it was always Marino jerseys. And later on, you had Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas.
True.
You know, which is always, that was kind of cool to roll with. Hey, enough about the jerseys. Let's talk about the schedule. It's time for our daily download. The new schedule's here. The new schedule's here. Yeah, man, it's out. Abe just said something interesting during the commercial break. What's the point of having these if they leak half the
game? There's so many leaks. Like, I'm shocked, and it's cool that we see how many nationally televised and primetime games, and even where some of them are physically going to be slotted. But, like, Some of the teams have their full schedule. The Falcons don't have their full schedule out. Well, there's some that have everything.
I used to be able to give you the schedule today, and I can't do it anymore because my source inside the Falcons is a former Falcon player, and I don't want to put them in trouble because it's on lockdown. So Zach's got a guy. So Zach from Channel 2, if he gets more drips and drabs, we'll give it out to you. But as he reported earlier today, two Monday night games, the Rams and the Bills, and you say they're late in the season?
Well, so I saw from a Rams perspective their schedule, and it has, again, this is not confirmed, but it has the Rams Falcons Monday night game as a week 17 matchup, I believe.
Mm. That's pretty cool. I mean, late in the season, that could be for a home field.
Yeah.
That could be for a seeding as far as, hopefully if we do our job, we're battling the Bucs to win the division, but that could be some very important stuff for the NFC playoff scene.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I mean, the Rams are supposed to be pretty good. Obviously, they got some things cooking there. If you're what you're supposed to be,
right,
that could be the best case scenario would be you don't have anything to play for in that one because you've already locked it up. But
I mean, that rarely happens. Usually,
I know.
Usually it's a late December game where you're like, maybe I'll go to the beach. So again, guys, we know it's going to be the Rams and the Bills at Mercedes-Benz. That's Monday Night Football. The two Sunday Night Football games are on the road. Vikings 49ers. You have any insight on when that is in the season?
I haven't seen those, but I'm surprised. I'm surprised that the Falcons and Vikings are going to be a primetime game.
Well, there are two good teams in the NFC. You're betting on the come with Penix Jr.
Boy, that game last year didn't turn anyone off.
Because Kirk Cousins was a mess, and our secondary was literally like the Keystone Cops. The other one is another Thursday night game. Last year, arguably the greatest game of Thursday night football was our come-from-behind win over the Bucs. Kirk Cousins sets the single-game passing record for the franchise. And, yes, I did leave Section 342. I watched the end in Section 142. There were a lot of us that were going down the ramp late on that one. And then we got the big stop. Story number two about the Braves getting to 500.
Story number two.
Let's hear from our man. The man of the moment is Drake Baldwin talking. There's just too much juice in that clubhouse to not be 500. Right? Right.
Baseball's a weird sport. I mean, you just have to keep on pushing, keep doing the things you're doing, and eventually balls will fall. I mean, that was those first two series, it seems like just nothing went our way. And over a course of 162 games, it starts to even out. So just continuing what we're doing, hitting the ball hard. Our pitchers have been incredible as well. So just getting them run support, and, I mean, the offense will start to score more runs here. I mean, there's too much talent here to not let that happen. So it shows we're on the right track.
I love Drake. No, the other one, this Drake. Yeah, because Carl beat me to Acuna. You know, Acuna for life, with Carl. So I'm planting my flag in the Drake Baldwin camp. That's my guy on this team, man.
In 5 years, who's the bigger Drake in Atlanta, London or Baldwin?
How about a push? Can't they both be great? Can't two things be true?
I mean, I'm just trying to get you on one ledge.
No, I mean, well, here's the thing. With Drake, there's always, with the NFL, at some point, probably tomorrow, they'll offer him a $100 million contract for Drake. That's generally how Alex operates. Lock up those dudes. No, they won't because Murph is under contract.
Yeah.
You got control, certainly arbitration years, etc. But tonight, by the way, Mitchell Parker, who? Against Bryce Elder, who I've killed for a while, but has certainly got it dialed in. Story number three, Pacers, man, going to advance.
Story number three.
Yeah, man, they weren't monkeying around. They got down 19, and then they cranked it up. Rick Carlisle's a hell of a coach that nobody talks about.
Yeah, and for the Cavs, you could kind of see it coming. And they started that game, they were shooting lights out, and that's what built them nearly a 20-point lead. They ran out of gas, and they've got guys that are hobbled and injured that they just weren't anywhere close to 100%. But those Pacers, man, they started making shots. Halliburton made shots and a couple other dudes, and they're the Knicks or the Celtics, whoever come out, they're going to have their hands full.
Now, again, they only ask about a quarter of the NBA, they ask everybody only about a quarter or less of the NBA response to the overrated question every year that the Athletic does.
Oh, boy, here we go, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know what they're saying. I mean, what, the Tyrese Halliburton, that he was basically the human victory cigar for the Olympic team and guys are jelly? Probably. I think that's what it stems from. But Tyrese Halliburton, here he is making some magic.
Jerome to the foul line. Shot blocked. Halliburton. He's got the loose ball. He's racing to the other end, down the right side, to the goal, and he laid it in. As he was fouled, a chance for a three-point play.
Wow. By the way, don't forget, Mike, this is their second straight year in the Eastern Conference Finals. They were there a year ago.
Yeah, I was.
People don't even think about
they
that.
They got swept by the Celtics. There's always a progression, just like Michael trying to get past the Pistons or the Celtics. But Tyrese Haliburton, you know, again, if we had Pascal Siakam, you know, again, the big ifs, of course, what if Jalen Johnson doesn't get hurt? Then you get down this whole, you know, daisy chain. Would you then have traded DeAndre Hunter? Either way, the Cavs go home. And I heard Donovan Mitchell going, you could probably write us off. Well, you had injuries you couldn't overcome. And then you also had some effort issues, too.
So I don't know how much you were following some of the post-game comments. Obviously, you know, I used to live and work in Cleveland. I still keep in touch with people. They were talking about the lack of physicality that the Cavs have and the incredible physicality that the Pacers brought. That sometimes can't always be changed the next year.
Tempo, sense of urgency. And if you didn't watch it last night, Joker, did you see when Joker basically does the slow motion, Arvydas Sabonis kind of slow motion, then just basically chucks it over his head?
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. And unfortunately, the Thunder, if you're pulling for the Nuggets, the Thunder do get it done. SGA, with a couple of the big threes. So, yeah, it looks like they're now in the driver's seat. And then the question will be the changing of the guard or at least no.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No LeBron, no Steph Curry. Will the viewership be there when you have the Thunder, you know, taking on Minnesota? And that's what it looks like you're going to have.
Probably not, if we're going to be honest. But I think the games themselves could be outstanding.
Hey, man, we got plenty more to dive into. More on the Falcons and the schedule. We were talking about Germany. I found some consumer news you can use if you're trying to get yourself to Berlin. Yeah, stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.